welcome Mike Adams here with a special interview. We're on the set of an actual film being made by Andy Wakefield and his film company. And as part of this film set, there are a lot of people in the industry that are here right now, including some very special people I've had the pleasure of knowing and being on their show. And it's Katie from Katie's Organics and also Doc Tony from Radiant Greens. Hi, how are you both doing
today? Mike, how are you? It's nice to meet you. This is my first time meeting you in person.
I know, it's great.
It's so great. I feel like I've known you forever. You're so my brother from another mother, for sure.
And we're all dressed in blue. Mike's got a blue shirt on. Blue. I have a blue suit, and Katie has blue. So we're all in blue. Good healing color.
So tell our audience about what you both do, because you're both extraordinary in your fields, tremendous accomplishments in health and nutrition. Go ahead, Katie.
Well, I specialize in formulating organic whole plant food supplements because they're the building blocks of our body. And if we can find the highest vibration foods in the world and that have the highest ingredients that we're looking for, that with the best nutrients, I put them together, and literally universities, UCLA studies me, Pasteur College, that's like such an amazing gift that came out of this, is because it was so high vibration. And that's where our vibration comes from, is our plant foods, really.
And I think it was you who turned me on to Arjuna.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So. Well, you were exactly right. Now,
I knew a girl called Arjuna one time.
Arjuna.
Yeah, Arjuna is a very powerful.
So great for
it's
you.
A powerful herb from the Himalayas. In fact, the Native American Indians and many of the Indians who live in India actually use Arjuna because it helps to dilate the blood vessels.
Yes.
So it's phenomenal for the heart. So it's a heart tonic in India. So we actually use it in some of our formulas. Really excellent.
And tell us about your company, Radiant Greens, and you've formulated like a couple hundred products, right?
A couple hundred products. I came from Ireland, Mike, when I was about 21, 22 to this country. I'd lost my father, my mother, my brother-in-law, my uncle, my cousin, my fiance to heart disease and cancer. She was the television host for Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach.
Really?
She flew on private jets around the world, had all the trappings of success, all that Hollywood success stuff, all the trophies, all the awards, but didn't have her health. She got ovarian cancer. She had lots of shots, lots of vaccinations, lots of chemotherapy, lots of radiation, didn't really understand medicine. And unfortunately, she died weighing 87 pounds. So that's my legacy. So I created all these superfoods, not only to enhance the spirit of the planet, but also to enhance people's lives, because the quality of our life today is very poor, because we live in a powerful country, but we're the sickest nation, as you well know.
So true. So true. And what the story that you just said there, and everybody here, by the way, this is kind of like a family of people who are healers. We all have a story of tragedy or sickness that brought us to a pivot point in our lives, myself included, by the way, which is why we're all here. We came out of sickness and discovered health.
Yes, absolutely. I know,
absolutely.
Dr. Katie,
you lost
your mother, you lost your father, you lost
right.
your brother. He was in Vietnam during the war, so tell your story.
Well, he got Agent Orange, and he was truly poisoned with that, you know.
With no protection by the military.
No, and the government did not protect these people, unfortunately. And, you know, I mean, I had to pay for his funeral. It was, like, the saddest thing ever. And he was young, you know. But truly, you know, I look at, like, even having been affected by Lyme disease, you know. Lyme disease is genetically engineered organisms, and I gave it to my children, and they said my son would die by the age of 2 just from the blood transfusions. And fortunately, we were able to create so many amazing products, but you know, like an amazing green product that actually, like, he didn't have to have one blood transfusion because his blood became so healthy because of it. And that's Mother Nature has the answers, really. That's why I always say the cure's in the kitchen, and I have that little show that is so wonderful. And because
tell us about the show, by the way.
Yeah, the cure's in the kitchen came out of all of this. And I mean, even Mark Burnett wanted to do the show, like, on TV, but he wanted to make it a reality show because we were so sickly, and we were living the cures in the kitchen. We were looking for answers in every way. I would be up at 4 o'clock in the morning to keep breathing because I was so, my heart, my lungs were so bad. And I knew I would find the answers. And literally, we have found our answers, you know. And they wanted to follow us around and see what all the things that we were doing,
yeah,
you know.
We know the further away you get from nature, Mike, the sicker we become.
Yeah.
And the closer we stay to nature, the healthier we become. This is why I do what I do, and Dr. Katie does what she does. And this is why I write the books, do the television programs. Thankful to be on your program as well, because my daddy died when I was 21 years old, and fiance dying, my brother, two brothers dying, my mom. I had so much sickness as a young man. I was always at the doctor, always getting shots, always getting medication, so much so that I thought the boogeyman was coming after me. I ran out of our farmhouse in the middle of Ireland, and I ran through the forestry, and I eventually fell into some water and woke myself up from the nightmare that I was in because I was in an unconscious state. And the water woke me up, and I walked back. It took me about an hour to walk home, and my late mother spent 2 days taking thorns out of my legs from the side effects of taking all those medications. I was that out of it from the medication the doctor was giving
me.
I didn't even know what type of medication they were giving me because I was afraid of the dark. I was living in a farmhouse, and it was a lonely place for a young man and a family of 11. And we were never hungry, but always sick from the types of food that we were eating and the choices that we made. So you are what you eat, and that's why Dr. Katie talks about the cures in the kitchen. This is why I became vegan, vegetarian, organic, plant-based. I eat healthier than I've ever eaten in my entire life, and I feel so much better and so alive, despite some lack of sleep for the last few days.
Yeah, a lot of lack of sleep happening here right now, but it's the nutrition that powers us through it.
Yes.
That's right.
Go ahead, Katie.
No, I just think that, you know, most people don't even realize, you know, many people don't even get enough nutrition in their diet. They think that they're getting, like, incredible, like, by taking a pill or whatever, it's going to give you the nutrition that you need. And truly, you've got to have, like, really superfoods, super concentrated foods that are going to give you the nutrition to take you over the top so you can give away your overflow rather than living, you know, from this half empty state of being. And you know that, Mike, because you have such amazing superfoods, and you search the world over, too. And I'm just, like, I'm thinking, my gosh, you're, like a genius too in this, because it's truly, you know, most people would never go to those lengths that you do to go find the foods that are going to help people.
Well, what's amazing to me is there's always another discovery, but it's been right in front of us the whole time. In other words, nature has provided every molecule that humanity needs. Every molecule is already out there. It's just a question of discovering it, finding it, and then bringing it to people. And that's what all three of us do here, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. You're absolutely right. And Katie is right. You know, we're so honored to talk to you. We're so honored to know you. You're a champion.
We all do our best.
Yeah, what you do more than your best. You know, in Ireland, we had some amazing people who were champions of freedom. And they were the freedom fighters of Ireland for our peace and serenity and our happiness. And there was an old saying that Ireland unfree shall never be at peace. Patrick Pearse, our wonderful poet and politician, he said that. And so when we look at food and we look at people, you are a legend because you actually stand up for what you believe in. And there's an old saying, stand up for what you believe in or you'll fall for any things. Most people are like sheep. They run through the fence. When one sheep runs through the fence, I can speak from knowledge because I grew up on a farm, one sheep would run through the fence, they all would run through the fence. And that's very much so what is happening in our country right now. So I ask people to really question why they're here, what's their purpose, what's their sole purpose, are they paying it forward, are they really getting the truth, question your doctor, should you even go see the doctor, stay away from hospitals, and really start putting plant-based foods, because the when you heat your food over 110, 115 degrees Fahrenheit, you destroy enzymatic activity and consequently the future life of the plant. So what we have is we put live whole foods, Dr. Katie and I, when we create those products, we put the best quality ingredients. The letters and phone calls that we get in our office, mask cards that we get from our patients are remarkable because
we're
giving people, Mike.
It's amazing.
You know, we're giving people the right thing. And when you give the body the right food, it responds accordingly.
You know, I haven't used a microwave oven, I think, since I was in college. And I was just reminded recently that people use microwave ovens all the time to heat everything.
It
destroys the molecule, even the medicinal molecules. Like, think about broccoli, right? Sulforaphane.
Yep.
Or in cruciferous vegetables. Sulforaphane, you know, anti-inflammation, anti-cancer.
Indole-free carbonols, all that good
stuff.
Exactly. Why would you do that? I never knew what a microwave was until I came to America. I never had one back home in Ireland. I grew up on bacon, eggs, and sausages. I was sick as a dog. I was a good athlete.
Right.
And I was always at the doctor over and over and over and over, just being a weakling all the time.
But as you know, the microwave destroys these molecules because they're fragile. So the typical American or Irish person or English person, whatever, they're eating dead food all the time, every day.
And then, of course, the topsoil is being eroded over and over and over and over. And the closer we get to the land, the healthier we become. Right. The further away we get, we get sicker. And that's how I was growing up. I know, Dr. Katie, you grew up in Nebraska. Was it the same for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we came from a family of 11 kids, both of us, believe it or not. Seriously. Oh. I know, yeah. Amazing, right? And we were so poor, but you know, we always had food in our belly and everything, but ultimately we didn't have, like he was saying, we didn't have the great food that with the super nutrition that was, a lot of things would be fried and things like that, because that's all our parents knew,
the rural Nebraska food.
They just didn't know better than that, you know. And it, when, especially when I got in college, I was in the hospital all the time, and my mom had just died, and she died in my arms, and my dad was so afraid that I was going to die and everything. And so I just made a determination I was going to live because of my mother and my father and everything. I was just going to make it and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would call home. I ended up moving out to California and everything, and I'd call home, and my family was just worried I wasn't going to make it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so fortunately, like, you get led on these paths, and you know, I couldn't eat like everybody else. I had to go to bed early. I had to do everything right. I had to try to work out. I had to get good water, everything, because my system was so fragile.
But it's extraordinary hearing this, because, I mean, I know we're not shooting video here today, but if people could see both of you, you're both vibrant, energetic, alive, aware. Cognitive function is just top of the line, you know?
We're totally blessed, yeah. So what is happening, if you look at our current administration in this country, which doesn't seem to exist, you know, when they're pushing all these forced vaccinations, which are experimental in nature, which is damaging the heart, causing pericarditis, myocarditis, massive cardiovascular problems, clots, blood pressure, destroying our cognition, the very essence of who we are as a human being. So when you rush a pharmaceutical drug to the market, and or vaccine in this case, you know that you're in for a significant amount of trouble. In fact, Pfizer tested the COVID vaccine when they first brought it out. They had some people who were paid to do a placebo. 1,233 people died in the first month taking this vaccine, which is awful. Now they want to give it to little children, 28 days old, weighing about 7 pounds. So they have no chance at life. They have no chance of developing an immunity. So Katie and I are alive and full of life and full of energy and fit and lean. As you can see, we're fit and lean. I'm 63. Never felt better in my entire life.
You are fit and lean.
And I like to take care of myself and eat good food. And then, of course, mindfulness, prayer, and having a good family life, that's also very important, but also an awareness that what you put into your body is a reflection of who you are.
Now, it's interesting, being that you're Irish, so I believe it was, 1845, mm-hmm. was one of the many potato famines that struck Ireland.
That was deliberately done, not unlike our current
English
administration,
yes.
by our government and by yes. our pharmaceutical agencies in this country. The British government injected a fungus into the potato crop. They called it the word blight, B-L-I-G-H-T. It would turn the potato crops completely black. It obliterated the potato itself, which is full of potassium, full of vitamin C, very good for you, good source of starch, and a great source of protein. And there's fact been studies done that showed that eating potatoes could actually help you lose some weight, so it fills you up and gives you that feeling of fullness. But the British government did that to us, and they kept us under their thumb, and they kept us under lock and key, if you will, took our land from us, rented it back to us again, and caused many people to leave Ireland and get on coffin ships for the United States.
So what you're describing, and the reason I even brought that up, I don't want to bring up such a painful history, but it's the weaponization of the food against the people.
Exactly.
So it's the same thing's happening to us today.
It's been going on and on and on for years. You know that, Dr. Katie, right?
Absolutely. It's like, it's really no difference. Like especially when you look at the history of like vaccines back in 1880 and things like that, the books that were written, the same things that they're saying today, that these vaccines are dangerous, and they're weaponized even more today than ever. You know, they're using incredible technology and using our science against us. They're using our food against us. They're trying to put vaccines into our food. They're trying to, you know, like they're dropping down from the sky, terrible viruses.
Billboards everywhere. I travel all across this country in my Tesla car, and I see billboards all the time. They're conditioning us, Mike, to get us used to what's going to happen. There are new variants coming out, it seems like every single day. And of course, the CDC admitted several months ago that COVID was nothing more than the common cold. Many of the people that we know that got COVID were over it in a day or so, yes, taking some natural remedies, whether it's vitamin C, whether it's vitamin D, CoQ10, echinacea, golden seal, quercetin, zinc, all those things. And then, of course, a good, strong attitude. And, of course, Norman Cousins was your friend, Dr. Katie.
Yeah,
he said laughter is the best medicine. So we should be laughing. We should be enjoying ourselves. But so many people bought the messaging through the media. And I'm on national television all the time. I've been on national television here in Texas. And they're very good, and they're very kind to me, and they're very respectful. But the bottom line is they told me before I went on, don't say this, don't say that. So they're controlling the messaging. And yep, this, again, is nothing new. If you look back at World War I and World War II, this is what the leaders of those countries did in Europe. They bought into this process that if we can manipulate the people, we control the messaging.
And we control them.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So because of that, nutrition and also food self-reliance is actually a gateway to liberty.
Absolutely. You should see the most beautiful. I have these beautiful above ground gardens that we put maybe 2 months ago, and they're just full of melons. They're full of lemongrass, full of herbs, full of lettuce. And you can totally live off
become
this
self-sustaining.
Yeah,
exactly.
We need
more
of that.
You don't have to depend on their centralized system that they control and they can contaminate, with the potato blight.
Absolutely.
It was a contamination that was on purpose, and they can do that in our food right now. They can put the RNA interference technology into lettuce if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
absolutely.
If they can geoengineer our weather patterns, they can certainly magnetically and majestically and gracefully engineer our food. And we think it's so beautiful, so magnificent for us, but it's actually keeping us sick. The role of big pharma and big government and the media is to keep us sick. Pfizer made, I believe, $80 billion in the last year and a half to 2 years. The most amount of money, Mike, ever made in the history of pharmaceuticals. That was not about healthcare. That was about making you sick. The head of the FDA was interviewed in Holland, in Holland 2 weeks ago, and she was asked, did you know that this vaccine was experimental? She said, yes. Did you know that it was going to cause death? Yes. Did you know that was not good for healthcare and for the general public at large? Yes, but I had no control over it, she said. They let it out. They made all the money. But that's the consequence. Let the chips fall where they fall. They knew this going in. They knew they were going to make all this money. But who's going to stop them? Government's not going to stop
them. Who's going to be held accountable? These people need to be held accountable. And you know, it's going to be a process. That's the scary thing. Because, you know, we do it by the rule of law in the United States here, for sure, right? And we will win. We will win eventually. But at what cost? I mean, how many people do have to die for this?
How many children?
Absolutely.
How many grandparents?
Absolutely.
I mean, we see people falling
flies.
Yes. I'm an ex-fighter, martial artist, third-degree black belt in Taekwondo. I have a studio in Santa Monica, California. I've never had a vaccine. I never want to participate. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't take part in any of that kind of stuff. And then I see my family in Ireland lining up like they're lining up for candy.
I know.
For these vaccines that are rushed to market.
See, they're duped.
The duped is the word, yeah.
Absolutely.
And one guy came to our office and says, they got me, didn't they? They got me. I go into my local bank and I won't say the name, and the young guy can barely keep his head off the counter. He's 27 years old. We have another guy came into our office and his whole body is covered in black spots all over his body.
He pools of blood in his body. He's overweight. So under his breasts, he lifts him up and there's big pools of blood because he took his third shot and now he's bleeding internally. He lifts up his belly. He's bleeding inside, and it just came on immediately after the shot.
Mike, something I did not understand as a naturopathic doctor, as a doctor of clinical psychology, I was not aware, I don't know if you were because you're a very smart guy and Dr. Katie is, this guy told us they injected me under my arm, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. Into the lymphatic system, in the butt, not in the femur, in the leg.
That's
suicide. That's a kill shot.
That's an execution.
That's an execution shot. I couldn't believe it when he told me this. And so I said, once that shot goes in there and starts this meandering process and creates all these spike proteins, it goes straight to the heart muscle.
This
is why all the soccer players you see in Europe and all over the world, they're collapsing from myocarditis, pericarditis, massive inflammation of the heart muscle. It cannot take the shot, and that's the reason why they have to retire and or they end up dead.
So the key message here, the big paradigm realization is, I mean, We're living in a world of mass genocide of innocent people.
Absolutely.
But those same people have a choice mm-hmm. to not only survive, but to thrive and do really well by turning to the solutions that people like you and me and others are providing. So this is, it's the ultimate spiritual choice.
And saying no.
Saying no, exactly.
Absolutely, it's to stand up. I mean, I had like kind of a stepdaughter who literally, she's a respiratory therapist, and literally she could see the people, they were killing people in the hospitals, literally killing them, and she was standing up against it, and they were coming down on her, and she fought them until they literally pushed
and
her out.
And denied their religious exemption, so
they,
which
they
is
denied,
even worse.
They gave other people the religious exemption, but they denied her hers.
And she's of color. It's very interesting. The opposite should be happening. They would deny Katie and I potentially our religious
yeah,
exemptions
we're now
because we're white. But
exactly.
They were denying her religious exemption because she's of African-American descent.
I don't even think that was a reason, but I think it was because potentially. She knew what was going on, and she was standing against it, you know?
Well, because I don't know if this is part of the process, but I saw this during the COVID scamdemic, where they would say that people of color are automatically considered at higher risk and therefore have fewer options to say no.
Yeah, socioeconomic status as well. But you know what? Here's the interesting thing, Mike, that I have learned in the last 2.5 years. My spirit spoke to me. I knew this was a lie. I knew this was wrong from the very beginning. In fact, some of the search engines on the internet had our office as closed down. We were not closed at all. And we decided as a team not to close, to give these people an opportunity to steamroll all over us. Everywhere I went, people are shouting and yelling and screaming at us to wear our masks. One person said, I should die, followed me around. California, everywhere I went, followed me into stores, yelling and screaming at me, trying to demean me.
I had the police going after me and telling me to go back home. You cannot be out. They were forcing me to, and I said, I'm a doctor. I need to go to my office. But they ended up letting me go. But it was pretty pandemonium.
Yeah, when the police are involved,
it's
pretty bad.
Yeah.
In Malibu, California, which is one of the most fake places in the world, the beaches are nice, but it's one of the most fake, insincere communities on the planet. The police were running around with their blow horns telling everybody, get off the beach or we'll tow your car. Get off the beach, we'll tow your car.
We'll take you off.
We'll ticket you and tow your car and you'll get arrested. Then I would go on hikes and the hikes were all blocked out in the middle of nowhere. And one guy said, well, you can't go here because there's viruses. I said, where? Let's go look for the virus. Where's the virus? There's no virus. The paranoia was so high with people. They were standing like this with their backs turned to each other. The inhumane behavior of some people towards others was absolutely asinine.
People spit in his face.
People spat at my face. And when I told the guy I was a doctor, and he said to me, you're a doctor? In fact, some guy tried to beat me up. That would be a mistake on his behalf.
Exactly.
But and when I said I'm a doctor, he said, you're a doctor? All the doctors that got the shot, Mike, that I personally know of, Dr. Katie knows of, are all giving up their practices. They do not want to participate in this nonsense any longer because they've seen the damage that's been done.
You know what you can say next time is, I'm a doctor and a cage fighter, and I forgot my stethoscope.
That's right. And I don't do any of those things. I'm ex-military. I'm 63 years young. I feel like a kid. You know, this has to stop. I come from a small country called Ireland, family of 11, like Dr. Katie from Nebraska. My beautiful sister is a twin. Here's what she told me that brought tears to my eyes and continues to bring tears to my eyes. She said she couldn't go down the town, the local town, to get a cup of tea with her other sister. And I have 11 brothers and sisters. She said because the police would stop her, asking her, where are you going? She says, I'm going for a cup of tea with my sister. The cop would respond, that's not essential. You need to go back home and stay in your house.
Wow.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
In my country, Ireland,
right.
You know, where they drink you under the table. You know, but they won't let you go and have a cup of tea with your family and friends. It's extraordinary, asinine, dogmatic, totalitarianism. This is cruel. It's inhumane. It's un-American. It's un-Irish. Look at all the countries of the world. Look at what's happening. And then my colleagues in Australia, many of my colleagues in Australia tell me that the poor indigenous tribes of Australia are being held under duress and have a needle stuck in their arm. They have no say.
Oh, yeah.
No say
right.
whatsoever.
Yeah, really
the Aborigines, which is just awful.
Well, we are, just to remind people, we're on the set of the filming of a new feature film by Andy Wakefield and his crew. Andy Wakefield being an incredible film director here. And as part of the setup here, then Katie and Doc Tony came with their booth, you know, Radiant Greens and Katie's Organics. And so we got the opportunity, because this is happening in Austin, Texas, we got the opportunity to get together and have this conversation.
This is our first time meeting.
It's our first time meeting in person.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
And it's been a blessing.
So beautiful.
You're the blessed, Mike. Yeah. And thank you for what you do. I'm not just saying this because we're here. We've met each other through my show on chd.tv, but yeah, also through emails, but to meet in person. But you do so much for humanity. When we look back at our life, you know, Shakespeare says, who you are, speak so loudly, I care not thou what thou sayest. So what you are doing is beyond our wildest imagination. You're standing up for what's right. You're standing up for the truth. You're being transparent. You're taking the brunt of the heat. But you're capable of doing that because you're a strong guy. But somebody has to do it. It must be us. And that's why we're here.
Well, and given what the world has just lived through in the last 2.5 years, think about it.
I know.
The information that you and I, all of us, have been putting out, no longer, it's not alternative, it's not fringe, it's not a conspiracy, it's the truth.
It's the truth.
The way.
And
they know
essential.
This.
People have to understand the truth, really, at this point, to really not just survive, but to thrive. We want to be able to thrive. We want people to become happy and healthy. They yes. cannot, they've got to find their answers. They have to continue to search.
Educate.
Be educated and
yeah,
exactly. And listen to programs like yours. You know, go on Brighteon.com like crazy. I was just telling you, I was on another show just this week, and I was talking all about your show and how wonderful it is, because it's got so many incredible answers that really can change people's lives, extend their lives, and their quality of life.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that that endorsement.
And thank you, Mike.
Both of you are welcome on Brighteon anytime.
We appreciate it. And likewise, we have a show on Bobby's network,
yep.
childrenshealthdefense.org.
CHD.
It's called The Solution every
yeah.
Saturday.
CHD.TV.
CHD.TV.
Yep. Live every Saturday at 12 o'clock. And if I'm in town, I always record live. And when I'm out of town, we pre-record and air the show like I did today, because
yeah.
we're here in Houston with you, Mike. And what an honor. And we're totally blessed and we're grateful. We're totally grateful, and thank
Absolutely.
You.
I'm just happy to see you both here.
Same here.
Yeah.
Let's find some cures in the kitchen, guys, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right on.
All right. Awesome, guys.
Both, thanks, Mike.
Both of you. Thank you
thank
so much.
You.
Thank
Bless
you, buddy.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.